he was a millionaire, playboy, financial tycoon living in Manhattan who said he was a convert. And, of course, I love converts, but I didn't really see the evidence of pro-life in his life. And so we had 17 primary candidates in the Republican primary for president. And so I put him last because he was the least tested and the least proven. Well, of course, I'm thrilled to be absolutely 100% wrong because he went from last in my mind to first. He is operating as the most pro-life president in history. He has kept his promises and gone way beyond more than any other president. It is the power of conversion. Once again, the whole story of the life movement is one of conversion. And it's easier to understand how this president can go from adamantly pro-choice to adamantly pro-life when you look at how conversions work. You look how he decided to be this person, and then the rest caught up with him. Acting like you want to be often helps you be the person that you aspire to be. And that's exactly who he's turned out to be, and that's why I would invite anyone to be a more adamant pro-life advocate for this president.